Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. We have been talking this whole hour all about sugar, partly because it's Halloween, but mostly because sugar is very, very dangerous to consume in large quantities. And we have been talking to my good friend, Dr. Dan Watts. He's an MD who is an integrative medicine specialist, founder of the Renewal Point. He's looking at the whole picture to get you to good health. And one person that we want to talk to now, after we've been chatting about sugar and the evils of sugar this whole time, is one of your patients who was a sugarholic.
Right. Yeah, this is Brady, and he's agreed to come on the show. He's just a cool guy. He's a businessman in Bradenton, and I picked him because he's just an example of this. He's just
When he came to you.
You're feeding my ego.
Hi, Brady. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, when Brady came to you,
right?
What did he look like? What did he sound like? I mean, what was his situation?
Well, he's a big guy, you know, big muscular guy, but he had gotten over the years kind of a little bit overweight, so like a lot of us can. And so he came to us, you know, wanting to go, and he came with a buddy of his. He and this buddy were going to have a kind of a race mm-hmm. to see who could lose the weight the best. I think Brady won, actually.
Well, Brady, I thank you again for letting us talk to you today, and we're looking forward to hearing your story. What was your situation when you got to see Dan? How overweight were you at that time?
I was extremely overweight, probably borderline morbidly obese, but mm-hmm. certainly obese. You know, the thought of doing any exercise would put me into a sweat, so the actual exercising couldn't have happened. I went into his office. My first appointment was right at the end of January. My friend and I had a bet to see who could lose the weight. Both of us were overweight and needed some motivation. We went to Dan's office, and my first weigh-in, I had to come to some some realities in my life. And his staff there really helped, not just tell me what to do, but explain why I had to do it. And sugars was one of the deadliest things. Once I started reading about it, it's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know that you had a sugar problem?
No, because I thought that, you know, I was eating diet stuff, like, you know, a Diet Coke or a low-fat something or another, and that was the healthy alternative, and that's just wrong.
Now, Dan, how did you pinpoint that in Brady?
Well, we just watched his diet. We could see what he was eating, so it was easy to check and see, because we like to try to work with people on what they like.
Mm-hmm.
So you first have to see what are they eating.
Right.
So he was carrying in his diet list, everything he was eating every day, so it became obvious.
Sure. And then what did you do for him? How did you get him on the path to good health?
Well, as he said, he was having a race. He was motivated, and he wanted to get his health back. And so we just helped him get into better eating habits, you know, eat good food that he liked, that were healthier choices.
Brady, did you have a calorie limit, or how did you do it?
Sure. At the very beginning, the very beginning of the program, you do sort of have to shock your system. So there is a limit the very first few days, and even maybe the first 2 weeks, where it's monitored. But I've never felt unsatisfied because the dietary plan that they put us on. It's not you have to eat X, Y, Z. It's, hey, here's a book of things that you can eat. And by the way, as long as it's the proteins and the good types of vegetables, have as much as you want until you're satisfied. And so that was really, I think, the key to me was replacing what was causing me to balloon and gain as much weight as I had gained with stuff that I still enjoy just as much, but it didn't do that to my system. So I'd like to tell that now, after all is said and done, I think I'm eating more calories per day now than I was when I walked into his office.
But it's healthier. And what about how much weight have you lost?
I have lost over 95 pounds since January.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Now, Brady's able to eat. Tell him why you're able to eat like that. Brady exercises like he's a crazy man. He does these triathlons.
Sure,
what are those races you're doing now?
It wasn't just me trying to lose weight. It was me really trying to change my lifestyle and become a healthier individual. And since then, I've begun training. I've run a couple of triathlons, and I did a savage race, a mud race this past weekend. And I've got a couple more coming up. I've just completely changed it. And the other thing that's happened is my kids have started adjusting, and they've changed their lifestyles as well, which is really the ultimate goal.
What is a savage mud race?
It was a 10K run through the fields up in the middle part of the state with 25 different types of obstacles in the middle of it.
And isn't there a lot of mud involved? Don't you have to run through
lots
one
of mud.
Obstacle?
Yes, it's still in my ears at some point, I think.
All right. Well, what would you advise other people, Brady, having gotten to this point? And congratulations again on your wonderful, remarkable change in your lifestyle. And I hope you can sustain it. Do you think you'll be able to?
Absolutely. And the reason I think I can do it is because I understand it now. It's very easy for a diet to work if you simply follow it. What's hard is if you don't understand it, you don't understand where you make your mistakes as you come off of the diet and try to transition into just a normal eating pattern. Whereas before, as I said, I would drink Diet Cokes two or three, sometimes four or five a day, not thinking that there was anything wrong with them, not realizing that the sugars that are in those aren't just bad for you because they're bad for you, but they also trigger your brain into crazy cravings that cause you to eat worse than you would have anyway. At one point, somebody at Dan's staff told me that a study showed that people that drink Diet Cokes gain an average of 8 pounds more than people that drink regular Cokes per year.
Yeah, it's astonishing.
That's a stunning statistic.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Brady, for sharing your story and wish you a happy Halloween and good luck with your triathlons.
Well, thank you, Heidi.
All right, Dan.
Thank you for coming on, Brady. Appreciate it.
Bye.
So that is a great success story, but I think we should also point out you shouldn't try this alone. And you want to have a doctor involved. Tell me why we need to be supervised when we are embarking on something like this.
I'll tell you one of the main things is that most as adults, you will have metabolic problems. Almost everybody knows what to do. They know the things to do, but they have metabolic problems. And we went over a list of them today, but huge. I mean, hormonal imbalances, thyroid problems, metabolic problems. So your body slows down. To be able to get a hold, to be able to pick that metabolic rate back up is so important. And then you get to join up with somebody that knows what they're doing. We have a staff we have a certified nurses and nutritionists that help design these programs that really help the people that get in there, the behavioral modificationists. So they help you learn how to adjust your lifestyle. And as Brady says, see, he's not in the program now, but he's now adapted to normal lifestyle or good lifestyle. I see people that join weight loss programs almost once a year. Mm-hmm. But they don't ever really get it. We don't have a lot of people that come back.
Well, I want to thank you so very much for giving us this incredible advice, especially today on Halloween. And if someone wants to get more information from you, how can we get a hold of you, Dan?
Right. So call in Sarasota, 926-4905. That's our office. Or you can get us on the web. It's therenewalpoint.com. Therenewalpoint.com.
Therenewalpoint.com to talk to Dr. Dan Watts. Always so much fun to talk to you. And thank you for the dark chocolate. I promise I'll only eat them once in a blue moon. You're the best. Thanks so much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Heidi Godman. My producer today has been the brilliant Bridget O'Brien. You've been listening to Health Check on WSRQ. Happy Halloween. Watch that sugar intake.